Despite a handful of competing bills, Governor Butch Otter will get his $200 million tax cut after all, following a two-hour debate by Idaho senators. James Dawson reports.
Aside from following federal tax changes made last year, the plan reduces each of Idaho's personal and corporate income tax brackets by nearly 0.5%. It also offers a $130 child tax credit, though an independent analysis estimates families with three or more children will actually see a tax increase. All told, the general fund will take a hit of nearly $105 million next year, according to state officials. Boise Democratic Senator Grant Burgoyne notes it's not fair to call it a tax cut. He says that money could have been better spent on education or repairing roads.
If you want to call this bill a tax cut, you can. But that's not what's really happening. Put another way, if your three-year-old takes scissors to her bangs, you don't call it a haircut.
But Senator Jim Rice, a Caldwell Republican, instead compares these tweaks to irrigation water that'll broadly benefit everything it touches.
Tax changes flow through the economy, and they water more than that one spot where you put them.
The Idaho House approved the bill in February along a party-line vote. It now only needs Governor Butch Otter's signature to become law. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.